Hi there, my name is Billy and I'm a Research and Policy Officer at Friends, Families and Travellers. I will be talking you through the webpage titled COVID-19, How to Claim a Grant Through the Coronavirus Self-Employment Income Support Scheme. Background: the Self-Employment Income Support Scheme is for the self-employed or members of a partnership who have lost income due to coronavirus. This scheme will provide a taxable grant worth 80% of your trading profits up to a maximum of £2,500 per month for the next 3 months. This may be extended if needed. The grant will be subject to income tax and national insurance contributions but will not need to be repaid. You can make a claim for universal credit while you wait for the grant. You should record the grant as part of your self-employment income, and it may affect the amount of universal credit that you get. This will not affect universal credit claims for before this period. If you receive the grant, you can continue to work or take on other employment, including voluntary work. If you have other employment as a director or employee, which is paid through PAYE, your employer may be able to get support using the job retention scheme. If you click on job retention scheme here, it will take you to information about this. Who can apply? You can apply if you're self-employed or a member of a partnership and you have done your income tax self-assessment tax return for the tax year 2018 to 2019. If you have traded in the tax year 2019 to 2020, are trading when you apply or would be trading if it wasn't for coronavirus. If you want to continue to trade in the tax year 2020 to 2021, or have lost profits because of coronavirus, you will need to confirm to HMRC that your business has been negatively affected by coronavirus. HMRC will, as usual, use a risk-based approach to compliance. You can use this scheme if your self-employed profits are less than £50,000 and more than half of your income is from self-employment. This applies to you if one of the following conditions is true. You have profits of less than £50,000 in 2018 to 2019, and these profits make up more than half of your total taxable income, or your average trading profits in 2016 to 17, 2017 to 18, and 2018 to 19 were less than £50,000, and these profits are more than half of your average taxable income for the same period. If you have not submitted self-assessment tax returns for all 3 years, you can find out how your eligibility will be calculated by clicking on the hyperlink there. If you have not submitted your self-assessment tax return for the tax year 2018 to 2019, you must do this by the 23rd of April 2020, or you will not be able to claim. HMRC will review any late returns in the usual way. HMRC will use data on the 2018 to 2019 tax returns already submitted to identify those who are eligible for this. Any changes made to submitted returns after the 26th of March 2020 will not be taken into account when working out your eligibility or amount of the grant. Find out how HMRC works out your total income and trading profits for the Self-Employment Income Support Scheme. If you have loans covered by the loan charge. If you're self-employed and have received payment for work or services in the form of a loan or other form of credit covered by the loan charge, you may be able to claim the grant. However, your eligibility and average trading profits will be based on either the average of the tax years 2016 to 2017 and 2017 to 2018, or the tax year 2017 to 2018 if you were not self-employed in the tax year 2016 to 2017. You also do not have to file your 2018 to 2019 self-assessment tax return by the 23rd of April 2020. You should file this by the 30th of September 2020. How much you'll get? You'll get a taxable grant of 80% of the profits from the tax years where applicable, 2016 to 2017, 2017 to 2018, or 2018 to 2019. To work out this average, HMRC will add together your total trading profit for these three tax years, these three tax years where applicable, then divide by three where applicable, and use this to calculate a monthly amount. It will be up to a maximum of £2,500 per month for 3 months. The money will go directly into your bank account in one instalment. If you have not submitted self-assessment tax returns for all 3 years, HMRC will work out your average trading profit based on continuous periods of self-employment, which will be either the tax years 2017 to 2018 and 2018 to 2019, the tax year 2018 to 2019 only, even if you were self-employed in the tax year 2016 to 2017. The grant will be 80% of your average trading profit divided by 12, which will give a monthly amount. They will pay this or up to a maximum of £2,500 a month, whichever is the lower amount. This grant will be paid directly into your bank account in one instalment. How to apply? You cannot apply for this scheme yet. HMRC will contact you by mid-May 2020 if you are eligible for the scheme and invite you to claim using the GovUK online service. If you are unable to claim online, an alternative way to claim will be made available. The GovUK page will be updated with more information soon. And if you click on the GovUK page, it will take you to this general site for now. The government website will also be updated with steps you can take to make it easier to claim using the GovUK online service. You do not need to contact HMRC at this moment. If you do, you could delay the urgent work being done to reduce the scheme. This scheme will only be available through GovUK. If you get a text, call or email claiming to be from HMRC saying that you can get financial help or a tax refund, which asks you to click on a link or to give information such as your name, credit card or bank details, it is a scam and you should not click any link you get in this way. After you have applied, once HMRC gets your claim and you qualify for a grant, HMRC will contact you to tell you how much you will get and the payment details of this. Other help that you can get. The government is also providing other help for the self-employed. These are deferral of self-assessment income tax payments due in July 2020 and VAT payments due from 20th of March until the 30th of June 2020. Grants for businesses that pay little or no business rates, and the Business Interruption Loan Scheme. If you click on any one of these three hyperlinks, it will take you to a webpage that can explain these in more detail. Self-employment and Universal Credit. Universal Credit is a monthly payment to help with your living costs. You may be able to get it if you're on a low income or out of work. If you live in Northern Ireland, go to Universal Credit in Northern Ireland, and this is a hyperlink there which will take you to their website. You can also find out if you're eligible for Universal Credit if you click on this hyperlink here. If you've lost income because of coronavirus, you may be able to claim a grant through the Coronavirus COVID-19 Self-Employment Income Support Scheme when it launches. You can click on this hyperlink to get some more information. HMRC will contact you if you are eligible. Providing information about your earnings. Everyone claiming Universal Credit needs to report their self-employed earnings at the end of each monthly assessment period. This includes company directors, even those paying themselves, by PAYE. You'll need to report payments into and out of your business in the assessment period. This includes the total amount your business has received, how much your business has spent on different types of expenses, such as travel costs, stock, equipment and tools, clothing and office costs. How much tax and national insurance your business has paid, any money you paid into a pension. How your Universal Credit payment is worked out. Your Universal Credit payment will be based on the earnings you report at the end of each monthly assessment period. If you are already getting Universal Credit. Since 30th of March 2020, the way your Universal Credit payment is worked out has changed because of the coronavirus. Payments are no longer calculated using an assumed level of earnings called a minimum income floor. They are now based on your actual earnings. If your payments were calculated using the minimum income floor, they may change. if you're both self-employed and employed. Your universal credit payment will be calculated based on your combined earnings from self-employment and employment. Reporting changes in your circumstances. You'll need to report any change in circumstances. For example, if you close your business, start a different kind of business, take a permanent job, or are no longer able to work. For more information on financial support available for businesses and self-employed people, see the government website here. And if you click on the word here, that is a hyperlink that will take you to a website for this.